The conference will now begin.
Here we go. Another day, Baruch Hashem. Sun is shining, and it gives us hope. Gives us hope, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for everything He gives us every single day. The Nekudas Tovos we have defined within this man, within the virus itself, as many Nekudas Tovos. Maybe we'll give a separate shiur on that. The Mechabura. Let's continue here in Halacha Aleph. Oz Dalet of Rabbi Nosson. And we're talking about the Nekudas Tovos, those good Nekudas in life, the Tov Hashem Lakol, the Nekudas of Alakos of Kadosh Baruch Hu that flows through us, even when we don't see it, that flows through the world that we don't necessarily see. And Rabbi Nosson is taking this in of the Nekudas Tovos, and he started with discussing Rabbi Nachman, how we have to find the Nekudas Tovos within ourselves, not ourselves, the Kapskos, and judge other people favorably. And then Rabbi Nosson says, took that and he put it in a bag and he said, let's take a ride. And he started to take us on a ride through waking up in the morning and using it from the Tehillim of David HaMelech, that even though many pegamim, many sins try to tell a person that you're nothing, you're a loser, nevertheless, to find the Nekudas Tovos to wake up, to arouse ourselves. And then Rabbi Nachman took us and he said, that's the way we wake up in the morning, to wake up the black, the Shechira Uneven Nava. And then Rabbi Nachman said, this is the way of the ego, and then the ensuing Mice of Mishkan, how Moshe Rabbeinu found the Nekudas Tovos within Klal Yisrael, willing to give himself up. You see the thing in the Hakdama of Rabbi Nachman, of the Nekudas Tovos, really flows through a lot of Torah, and we're not done yet. We're just really getting started. And how we discussed at the end of the last of yesterday, how it is the whole Yisod of the Hashem Hashem Keracham, of the Yud Gimel Midas Racham, and one of the great revelations that we've ever experienced. As a claw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He sent us the Yud Gimel Midas Racham, which we use every Yom Kippur, and to save us, to ask for forgiveness. So now we're on page 33 in the BRI edition, this unbelievable edition that they put out that a person should be able to learn and to chazer over and to look into. So let's continue with those Dalid. So he says like this, Rabbi Nachman. The Oz, Kishim Etzrat, Hashem Yisbarach L'Moshe, Yishem Atzatov, B'chol Yisrael. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu became appeased by Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klal Yisrael, and he was able to find the good Nekudos, the Nekudas Tovos within all of Klal Yisrael after the Maisa Egel. Canal. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to save Klal Yisrael that way. And let's just stop for a minute. This line is very powerful, especially for right now. We're going through. Let's read that line again. When a Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu became appeased, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem said, you made an Egel? You went against me. You cheated on me. You're dead. I'll start with Moshe Rabbeinu. But we know Moshe Rabbeinu, through finding the Nekudas Tovos in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, fine, I won't destroy them. So it tells us something very important. Is that now, of course, we're going through a charon af, a certain wrath, a fury that's going through the world, the entire world right now. So it seems to be that the tikkun is if we could find the Nekudas Tovos within other people. If we could find the Nekudas Tovos within other people, then that could appease the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That each person himself, even though of course he should look for the Nekudas Tovos within himself, but not everybody knows that. But if we can look with a good eye, with an eye in Tov, if we could look at other people and try to find the Nekudas Tovos within them, that will bring them to the level of Dami Kapsos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge them and all of us favorably. And we can. You need to tell people, just look at people with Tov. Now is not the time to be fighting. Now is the time to be looking at the Tov, and the Nekudas Tovos within ourselves and other people, and our spouses and our kids. You know the difficult tensions are high. Says Rabbi Nachman, Ki Moshe Hayah Kulo Tov. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kulo Tov. He was fully Tov. The Bechinat, the Pasuk says, when Basia Bas Power opened up the basket where Moshe Rabbeinu was floating on the water on the Nile, Vatero So Ki Tov. She saw that he was good. His whole essence was good. He was a baby already. He was just a baby. But already he was Tov. Yalkin Hayah Lekoch Tomu Bunso Ta Tov. Therefore, he always had the ability to find the Tov B'chol Echad within each person. Afil ba'poshi Yisrael Kanal, even those people who sin. Like David Nisrat Hashem is B'chol Kanal, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. If man judges man down here favorably, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges man favorably. It's a huge, huge inyan. Huge. To put aside our ego sometimes, to put aside our jealousy sometimes, and to look positively, optimistically at the person across from us. Even though we so badly don't want to. But our lives depend on it. Our lives depend on looking at another person in a good way. But as I see, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael, commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Mishkan. She yovi kolecha nidvas libo. That each person should bring a voluntary offering from his heart. The melechas haMishkan. Ki hayim ha'orah ha'tov shebechol echad, because since Moshe Rabbeinu awakened and aroused the good within each person, he woke up a person's heart. Ani yishena v'libi air, when I'm sleeping, shechara ani v'nava, but libi air, my heart's opened up. V'kol echad kifiyato shehayilo, each person specifically has his own good attributes, his own tov. Hevi nidus libo, tov, melechas haMishkan. You bring your nidus libo, you bring your own heart, your own personality, you bring that nikud tov to the melechas haMishkan. Because the Mishkan was built from all those Tov, all those Nekudas Tov that was in his Bari, that was clarified, that became clear from Klal Yisrael. So many different types of materials and colors. There was so much in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was very colorful. Each person has their own Nekudas Tov. You do not need to look at anybody else in Nekudas Tov to say, oh, do I have that or not? That is not shaykh. Find it in yourself. Judge yourself favorably. You're not connected to anybody else. You're not the same as everybody else. There's so many different types. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants all the different materials, all the colors, all the flavors. All these supernal colors. This is the Tov within each person. It's their own personal. Let's turn the page 34. How much pride, how much teferis, how much splendor you bring me, how much pride I have in you. Because you're so colorful, specifically because you're not the same. That's why I have so much pride. I don't want the same cookie-cutter model. I'm everybody different. They look different, they think different, they act different, so everybody has to have their own Nekudas Tov. Each person has their own Nekudas Tov. It's created from all the different colors. Everybody is in the Nekudas Tov. Everybody. Even the lowest. Mashiach doesn't have. That's why we need each other. Like Menachem says in different Torah. Oh, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets so much nachas ruach. He has so much pride in Klal Yisrael because we're not the same. And we're not trying to be the same. Chassidim, Ashkenazim, and Sfaridim, and Nusach Ashkenazim, Nusach Sfar, there's so many colors, so many beautiful colors, and everybody's different color yarmulkes. It's so beautiful. Everybody likes to look at it, and it's not a nice thing. I don't know, but it's beautiful. Everybody has to be confident in their own way, find their own Nekudas Tov, and they don't need to look at anybody else and step on anybody else's head and throw someone else's yarmulke off to make himself feel good. Look at your own and be happy and be prideful in yours. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu will find pride in us. These are the colors that were found in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the Chinezel, the Chesed, the different materials. Gold and silver. And each person brought from his good and voluntary, his own heart. Because in that place, all the Nekudas Tovos, in the Mishkan and Mikdash, they were built from the Nekudas Tovos. So we need all the different flavors. These are the different colors that make up of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, after listening to this, after the Ma'aseh Eyyub, after Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to find, to uncover, to look for the Nekudas Tovos within Klal Yisrael, the only way that Klal Yisrael was saved from the Eyyub, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and the only way that Klal Yisrael was saved was because Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to find a Nekudas Tovos within each of every person in Klal Yisrael. Once Moshe Rabbeinu was forced into finding the Nekudas Tovos, Hashem said, wow, look at all these amazing colors, amazing Nekudas Tovos. Now let's use those to build the Mishkan. See, you see, like we've been discussing, that even though the ego on the outside was a horrible sin, and it was, and we can never go into that and say, oh, it was a good thing. It was. There was other ways that we could have connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But once the ego happened, there was a silver lining that was already sewed into the inside of the ego. It was sewed into the inside, which was the Nekudas Tovos that were going to come out to build the Mishkan. It was already, when we were doing the ego, it was already a Dover Panini. The Rafuah was coding the Maka. The Rafuah, finding the Nekudas Tovos in order to build the Mishkan, was already sewed into the lining of the ego. It was already there. Because the Mishkan was built from these Nekudas Tovos. Nekudas Tovos Hanal Kanal. V'zeu Shachar Ani, that's when it says, I'm black, the Maisa Ego. The Nova Ani, B'lechaz Mishkan. I was black in my Maisa Ego, but I'm still so beautiful because of the Maisa B'lechaz Mishkan, which was in the Panini. Just we needed to get it out for them. Hayim Nekudas Tovos, Shani Motzi Ba'atzmi Shem Bechinas Melechat HaMishkan, those in the Kudusovitz that I found within myself. That's the Bechinas Melechat HaMishkan. Each person himself finds all different colors in his life. And sometimes even black is a good color. Sometimes even black, you have to find a little bit of black, a lot of different colors. But even a little bit of black adds to it. Let's just quickly finish this next paragraph so we can finish those out. V'chein muvan k'divrei Rabbi Nazal, and it's understood from Rabbi Nachman Shaydei Atov Shemotu Mechalechem Yisrael, when you find the Tov in other people, Haydei Zem Nivna Mishkan, that's when you build a Mishkan. Not when you're just finding yourself as you look for your own Nekudas Tovos. Of course, we need to get ourselves started so we're not feeling Niyayish and we're not feeling depressed and tense and anxious. But the ultimate goal is to find the Nekudas Tovos in other people and cause them, and then you build the Mishkan. You can't build it yourself. You need all the different colors. Yalkim Zayachol, therefore, the person who could find the Tov in all of Klal Yisrael, he's the leader of the congregation. He's the one who davens. He brings the negunim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He arouses people in tefillah. He understands all the yonim of the Mishkan, all the deep community, sodas of all the Mishkan of Shekol Echad and Tzadikim from all the Tzadikim, and where each person fits. I am Shem. It could be in a Mishkan who I did there. This is the way you build a Mishkan, a place where Hashras Hashkin of Kadosh Baruch Hu to dwell. Ayidei HaTov, through these Tov. We look at the Nekudas Tov. You know, everybody has their Inyan. But when you only look at the Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell within us. The Zenu Kusham Haytav Dir Rebbein Azal, and Shem Haytav, look at Rebbe Nachman carefully, and learn from there. If we want to bring Mashiach is the one who's going to look at every single person and know how to find the Tov within every single person. We need to start looking at other people in Klal Yisrael. We need to start finding the different colors and how beautiful everybody is. And with that, make the Shem we define this in ourselves and in other people, in our spouses and our kids, the Nekudas Tovos, and in his mind, ultimately will be the Shratz to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll end this quickly. May Amen, and we should be Zochim, and everybody have a good day.